Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. And hold on to this number for about half hour. But our phone number is 855-660-4261. I say hold on to it because right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We got that the heat that you had a few weeks ago finally hit us up here.
Yay! That's great.
Well, it's warm. It's real warm, I'll tell you. I like the cold weather, but that's for a different day here.
Exactly.
Anyways, let's really get into it because now that the weather is here, we're really spending time in the garden and taking care of our plants, our lawns, everything, because we really can see the results.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's start off with fertilization, fertilizer applications for the lawn. And talk about that a bit.
That's good. All right. So now that the time that everyone's out getting into their lawn, putting down their fertilizer applications, we want to remind you that if you started with the crabgrass reducer, now you should be putting down the early spring application, which is application one. If you didn't use the crabgrass reducer, some people don't need it, so there's no need to put that down. You would be putting down the second application, which is the late spring application. And basically, when it's time to fertilize your lawn, you want to look at when you put the first application down and spread your fertilizer applications down every 6 to 8 weeks. And just so you know, all of our fertilizers are natural and organic based. They feed your lawn slowly. They have iron in it to give it a nice dark green color, and everything in the bag is usable by the plant. And while we're talking about the lawn fertilizer, I want to recommend our website, the Know and Grow Library. You can go there, and if you click on the Know and Grow Library at the top of the website, there's several areas that you can find a variety of topics that you can glean some information to help you get the most from your lawn care dollars. So one of my favorite articles is under mowing and watering, and it talks about common lawn care mistakes, things that you can do to maximize what you're getting the results of your lawn fertilizer. So this article talks about mowing your lawn too short, so you want to make sure you have the proper mowing height for your lawn. It talks about cutting with dull mower blades to make sure you have, you know, that your blades are sharp, since everybody's, you know, coming out of the winter. It's a good time to get your blades sharp. And sometimes we also recommend that you keep an extra set of blades so that you can take one off, sharpen it, and put the others on while you're getting those sharpened. So that's a good area with a lot of information, such as mowing, turf diseases, seeding your lawn, and weeds that you can look for and try to get some information to help to maximize everything you're doing in your lawn care.
Definitely a good, and I say good, I mean a great informative area. The reason being is they are such common lawn mistakes. Mm-hmm. But we continue to make them. Right? That's the thing. You know, it'd be one thing if it was just, you know, a mistake and we got rid of it. But honestly, a lot of these things are just so simple. We're like, it's no big deal. But it actually is. And so that's why this article is so good for this, because really helpful for that. So definitely look at that Know and Grow part of the website. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Now, let's look into some other things with the lawn that you can be doing, because we're fertilizing, we're taking care of the lawn, but it's not just about taking care of the grass, it's also about taking care of the soil. And we do that with soil amendments, and you have some great products that we could be using at this time, right?
That is correct. So soil amendments are very important to maintain a healthy lawn, and keeping your soil pH in balance will help to keep your lawn thriving, because the nutrients that are in the soil that you're putting down will be readily available to your plant. With a soil that has a pH that's too high or too low, the nutrients are bound up. So Natural Alternative created a lime with fertilizer to help raise the pH, and a sulfur with fertilizer to help lower the pH. And these can be found under soil conditioners on our website. Each of these come in a 25-pound bag, and again, they are fortified with fertilizer to help facilitate water and nutrient absorption, because that's so important. That once you're putting these nutrients down, if you can't get them into the plant, they're not available to the plant to use. So you want to make sure that your soil pH is maintained at a proper level.
Definitely. The soil pH is very important when it comes to making sure your lawn thrives. And I'll tell you, if you're not paying attention to it and you're not taking care of that, but you're fertilizing, it's not good enough. So that's why we want to look at these extra products here.
That's correct. And you can get a soil test to identify what your pH level is. And when you do that, we typically recommend that you do another soil test in 2 to 3 years to see what kind of adjustments you're making.
Definitely. Because if you're making these adjustments, and then you don't want to be doing too heavy for so long. Sometimes it requires you using a product like the sulfur or the lime and saying, all right, we need to do it so often these many times. But then at some point, you need to make it so it just is keeping everything where it needs to be. So that's why that second soil application, soil test is so important.
That's correct. We like to see once the pH gets back to its normal level or an optimal level, you'll do an application basically yearly for maintenance.
Exactly. I love, it's a lot of people will ask questions. How do I get to the point where I can just fertilize and take care of it? It might take a little bit of work like this, but once you get there, it's nice and easy to maintain it.
Correct.
Now, we're getting out in the yard. We're getting out in the gardens. And I don't know about you, but I'm noticing mosquitoes are starting to pop up everywhere.
Yes.
There's ticks everywhere. You guys have some great products to take care of all of that.
That is correct. We worked out in our garden yesterday. We planted all of our vegetables, and I was watering the plants and everything. And when I came in last night, I just felt like I had bugs crawling all over me. So Natural Alternative has a mosquito, flea, and tick control since, like you said, the season is now here. And we love to be outside, and the pests love for us to be outside, too. So to help us be able to enjoy the outdoors, the organic mosquito, flea, and tick control comes in a hose and spray bottle. It's an ideal applicator. You simply hook it to your hose and spray your lawn, your trees, shrubs, mulched areas, especially anything that has leaves like the trees or your shrubs. Make sure you're getting underneath the leaves where the mosquitoes can hide. And this is going to repel and kill them. It's an all-natural product. It's safe to use if you have kids or pets. This bottle, the hose and spray unit, is going to cover up to 10,000 square feet. And it has a pleasant cedar and peppermint scent. So it's not like a chemical spray that you're spraying. It's actually a nice scent to be able to be out in your lawn working and not, you know, feel like you're choking on something. For larger areas, we have a concentrate formula called Tick Kill. Simply mix it with water in a hand can and walk around and spray your areas. And we have three sizes available. We have an 8-ounce bottle that covers up to an acre, a 32-ounce bottle treats up to 3 1/4 acres, and a 64-ounce treats up to 7 1/2 acres. So you're going to get a lot of coverage with these bottles. And to maintain the control, you want to reapply every 30 days for best results. If you're having, you know, a party or something, picnic, a lot of people are waiting for these picnics, and Memorial Day is coming up in a couple of weeks, it's a good time to apply this and get that control working to keep the mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks away. And if you have a period where you're having a lot of rain, you may need to reapply sooner than every 30 days, just so you know that that water is going to wash it away. The one thing that we always want to stress with this is if you have a pond or anything with fish in it, do not spray around the fish because it isn't oil, and we don't want it to hurt your pets or the fish in the pond.
Definitely. You know, it's just the thing, right? It is, we want to just keep an eye out. Even organics can have some things happen. So keeping an eye out for those little things like the fish pond or the little stream, yeah, which not. So we want to be safe with that. Now, we're going to hit a break here, but when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some things I love talking about, protolizer with Natural Alternative. Okay. So we will be right back.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
As Omer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esoma.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. I've had some great information so far about, you know, fertilizing the lawn, what to use for soil amendments, getting rid of mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. And now, my favorite, we have some time. Let's talk about fertilizer. Let's get some information out there for those, because it is such a great product.
It is. It's a wonderful product, and it does so many different things. So fertilizer is our beneficial soil microbes, and they'll help to establish strong roots. They'll help your plants to resist fungal attacks. And it's different than a fertilizer. For when you're feeding your plants, you want to use something like our all-purpose 505 or 555 fertilizer. The fertilizer is something like your vitamins and probiotics to help to protect, against transplant shock. It's going to help to make the plant a healthier plant. And there's basically literally billions of beneficial microbes in the fertilizer. And these microbes, what they do is they help to enhance plant growth, nutrient cycling. They help to decompose organic matter. And if there's pesticide residue in the soil, it's going to help to decompose that. It increases resistance to environmental extremes. So why we use fertilizer in our lawn fertilizers and our all-purpose plant foods is that when the lawns and the plants start to go through some kind of stress, they're going to bounce back quicker than other products that you may have used. So if you're using other products, you're not going to get the bounce back as quickly or as a healthier plant as you would when you're using fertilizer. For people that are out working in the gardens and transplanting your plants from seeds or your plants into the ground, it's going to help to enhance seed germination, seeding viability. It does so many different things, and it also has trichoderma in it, which is going to help to keep that plant to be able to fend off the diseases for your lawn. A lot of times during the summer, with the humidity and the rain, we kind of see brown patch popping up, and that's going to help to reduce the brown patch diseases that will come into play. And it's available in a 6-ounce container for the smaller lawns or the smaller plants that you have. I switched over to a 4-pound container this year. I'm using it in our garden. We just put our garden in. Everything got fertilizer, mixed it with water. It just takes a teaspoon of the fertilizer to mix with a gallon of water, and it goes a long way. And you can use it indoors and outdoors, basically anything that has roots.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot about using it right now because of the winter damage that we're noticing on a lot of evergreens. So I've been saying fertilize and use the protolizer. And we can use that every week, right, for about a month to try and really bring back some of that plant?
Absolutely. If your plant, if you're seeing any sort of stress, you can use that, you know, once a week, every 2 weeks. It doesn't matter for maintenance level. We recommend once a month. But definitely, if you're seeing some sort of stress, you water it in with fertilizer in to help that plant stay strong and healthy.
It's definitely, you know, that bounce back that really helps. I can't say enough good things about protolizer. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we could stop talking about it because of it. It's, you know, the one thing that I always do tell, and you've already said it, but I'm going to say it again, is just remember, it's not a fertilizer. It works with your fertilizer. So use the fertilizer like you normally would and the protolizer, correct?
That is correct. And so somebody's looking for this on our website. Our website is naturalalternative.com. And you can go down to the grow section under plant food and seed and plant activator. You can find both our plant food there as well as the plant activator. And I did want to mention, we didn't get to it before the break, but we do have personal spray bottles. If somebody's outside working, it's a repellent that you can spray on yourself. It doesn't have DEET in it. It won't leave you feeling greasy. It's made from essential oils. It smells wonderful. It smells like peppermint, lemongrass, lavender. And we do have 6-ounce and 2-ounce size bottles available. And those are, again, found on our website at naturalalternative.com under the pest section. And click on the mosquito, tick, and flea control. And that'll take you to several different bundles we have to choose from.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen. We'll be back.
Thanks, Patrick.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is hitting another record high. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping 2 cents overnight to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the sixth day in a row. Gas prices are eating into Americans' paychecks, and many feel stuck.
I'm going to pick up my daughter from college. I'm going to probably use all $115 and then come back, fill up, and so I can get to work. I've already committed to certain things, and that's why this is a big shock. I have no choice but to fill up my gas tank and pay this money. There's no other choice.
President Biden and the First Lady say they are praying for those who have lost loved ones in a mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Biden has been briefed by Homeland Security about the mass shooting and will receive updates as information develops. This is USA Radio News. Today, 90 million people are under the threat of severe weather. Everything from thunderstorms to hail and possible tornadoes. The main concern is going to be the mid-Mississippi Valley and the areas of the southern plains. Damaging winds, large hail, golf ball size and larger are going to be the primary threats, but tornadoes as well, especially across Arkansas and Missouri. This as the heat is on for folks in Las Vegas and Phoenix, with temperatures approaching records at 105 degrees. One person is dead after a small plane crashes into a bridge in Miami. Authorities say three people were on board the Cessna 172 when it crashed into an SUV on the Haulover Inlet Bridge in Miami on Saturday. Authorities say at least one person inside the plane died in the crash, while the other two were injured. The FAA says the plane was headed for Key West when it lost engine power and went down around 1 o'clock. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to get right back into the phone lines. I appreciate everybody who has been waiting for me patiently. Well, we talked with Karen from Natural Alternatives. It's always great to have her with some great information. So let's go back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. Thank you. I'm still working on trying to get my grass to grow. It's kind of spotty, but my question this morning is I had two boxwoods moved, and one's looking pretty good, and the other one, they're right next to each other. They got moved at the same time, and one has a lot of yellow leaves that actually started probably in the winter. So I missed half of the fertilizer period, the lines were kind of not working right. But I'm wondering if I need to cut off everything that's yellow and...
Not necessarily. What I would like to see you do is take a look at the branching and scratch the bark a little bit. I want to see if there is anything... Like, you know, going on underneath. Is it green or is it brown or what's going on? My other question for you is it yellowing on the inside or the outside of the plant?
Oh, okay. Well, there are some new little tiny leaves coming up.
So sometimes
I would
what
have said
happens
it's yellowing on the outside, but I'm
okay. And that's okay. That's okay to do too. The thing is we look at it and we say, all right, so if it's coming from the inside, it's like a shedding and it's a more natural. Or if it's on the outside, there's some sort of stress it's under.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to, my thought process is even though they were moved at the same time, put next to each other, one just was in shock a little bit more than the other. So mm-hmm. if you can use some of that protolizer to add to the soil to allow the microbes to get in there and work and help this one with the transplant shock, that would be huge. I'd also look at using, at the same time, a biotone starter from Espoma. Even though you move them and everything, a different time, that's going to help. The protolizer and the biotone are going to work together to really help your plant in the long term.
So, Patrick, I used the biotone starter when I transplanted them on your
body. Okay. Yep.
Do I do it again?
How long ago did you move them?
It was in March.
Okay. So it's been about 6 weeks, would you say?
2 months.
2 months?
Maybe 6 or even 8 weeks. Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So the biotone that's in there usually lasts, I think it should be, it should still be in there because it's a slow release, right? It's not a, it's not something that is instant. Right, there is some instant like nitrogen that goes into it. If it's been 8 weeks, I might add a little bit more to it. To be honest, I would go at the regular rate because it's only going to help. A lot of it's organic. It's a 4-3-3 fertilizer, so it's not like it's not like you put like a 20-20-20 down and then are putting another 20-20-20 down, which would be like 40% nitrogen, 40% phosphorus, 40% potassium. This is a minimal, so it would basically be like an 8-6-6, which you still haven't even hit the all-purpose. So I think you're going to be fine by adding more to it, you know, sprinkle it around the outside of the plant, scratch it in, water it in with the protolizer, and the two of them are going to work together to help with some of that shock. I think the, you know, being in shock is kind of normal, especially we go from cool temperatures that we had this spring, right, this early spring into, you know, late winter, and then all of a sudden it's like 90. And so the plants can feel the change in the temperatures, and they kind of do get stressed out like that. What I would also look at doing is watering again, right? I know that sounds, you know, silly, but just continue the watering by putting the hose on there on a trickle. Right?
Yes.
Leave it on both, and I would do both boxwoods. Just because one's stressed out doesn't mean the other one's not stressed out. It's just taking it a different way. So I'd want you to put the hose on a trickle on both of them and leave it on each one for about 15 to 20 minutes. Right?
Okay.
And just move to the next one. Right? And then just, do that every couple days, every 2 days. I'd say almost do it right now because tomorrow's supposed to be in the 80s as well. Maybe do it today and tomorrow and then kind of spread it out when it's a little bit cooler. Looking like next weekend's supposed to be warm again. That's something I would look at doing. It's only going to help. So it's a combination of the fertilization, the protolizer, and then watering again to just help that shock. So the plant really is getting everything it needs.
Okay, so I scraped the bark, and you said, I mean, it looks like it's alive on the branches.
Yeah, if it's green underneath.
There's a lot of yellow leaves.
Yeah, so your plant is just in shock.
Mostly on the outside, but some inside. Okay.
Your plant is just in shock. It's the transplant shock, and it's just showing later than when you transplanted it because of the way the weather is, everything. What's happening is it's just like, all right, you moved me. Now what? Can you help me? And that's why we want to do these things to help it, right? Because it hasn't pushed its roots out really that far. So it's still in the same area. So you need to just give it a little something to get to the next level.
Okay, so even though this was starting to turn yellow, like, in the winter, and the other one wasn't?
Yeah, it's winter damage and shock. You've added, okay. You know, to it, so I think you're going to be all right. The Biotone has a little bit of water-soluble nitrogen, so it's like a 1.5% nitrogen that is readily available. So when you put it in and you water it in, it will help green up a little bit. The other thing you could look at doing if you're you know, if it's kind of sitting that way is you could look at using a, like an iron product, like an iron tone or a liquid iron. So iron, when you add it to plants, the lawn, whichever, will help green up your plant a bit. So maybe that's part of it too. It could be an iron deficiency just for that one, right? So there's a number of things that could be going on there, but I think it all just stems back to stress.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Pat.
As always, thank you.
No problem. Anytime we're here, as always, every Sunday, just to help you guys out. Every week, if it has to be, we want to make sure you're successful.
All right, thank you.
All right, Pat. Have a great one.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. That's some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Olga's in Cape Cod.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have two rhubarb plants, places where I have it. And one of them is producing, it's more in the shaded area, and it's producing lots of leaves and red stalk. The other one is in a sunnier spot, and it's just gone to flower, and the stalks are round. I've never seen this before, but it's just all flowers.
Yep.
I don't know whether those stalks are usable for rhubarb pie, but what should I do?
Those stalks aren't great for what you're looking to do, right? The flowers and the seeds that it goes to, they're actually taking away from the rest of the plant. Right. So it's not beneficial for the rhubarb. So the best thing to do is those stalks is cut them back close to the base as possible to allow the rest of the plant to focus and create the leaves, create the stalks that we're looking for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what this process is called bolting or going to seed. That's the goal of every plant, is to go to seed so it can reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening is this plant's like, something else is going on with it, and it's like, I got to go to seed so I can reproduce because I might not make it. So we look at it and say, what are those things that could happen? Sometimes it's the maturity of the plant, which means it's just an older rhubarb that needs to be split. And basically turn the clock back for the plant. Sometimes what will happen is the temperatures, the way they go, where it's a cool, cool spring, and then all of a sudden it just turns hot. Because rhubarb love cooler temperatures. And so we did just go from a cooler temperatures to hot weather real quick. I know it wasn't as hot on the Cape, but you get the idea, the change in temperature does have something to do with that. The other thing is, you know, it could be a stress that's causing this. Did it, you know, for some reason have a lack of water? Was there a pest on there? Was there a fungus? Did a animal bite into it? Has it been fertilized? Those types of things. Those are all stress related. And that can cause a plant to go to seed, because like I said, it's like something's going on with me. I need to get the next, you know, that next generation of rhubarb. So I'm going to go to seed, let the seed go into the ground and regrow. So it's one of those things.
When you mentioned fertilization, and
yes.
They haven't been fertilized. So is it lack of or too much?
You said they have not.
I have not fertilized.
So it's definitely can have something along those lines of it needs fertilizer. It needs something.
Okay. And it is in a sunnier spot, so definitely. But the stalks are round and green. Now, are they usable as rhubarb to eat?
Well, you kind of want them to get to that darker, to the red, right? That's the goal of it, depending upon the variety. So I wouldn't use them just yet.
So just cut the flowers off and leave the stalk?
Yes. So not just the flowers. So there are certain stems on it that where the flowers/seeds are, that whole stem needs to be removed. It's not good for really anything. You're looking for the redder stems with the green leaves versus the seeds, because that is just, it's edible, but it's not, it doesn't really have flavor. It's all the flavor and everything is getting removed from it because it's trying to go to seed to that next thing, to that, next level. So get rid of the seed pods, look at some fertilizers, like a vegetable type fertilizer, and you should have some success for it long term. All right. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number 855-660-4261.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Do us some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Evelyn's in New Hampshire.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick, good morning. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
We thought I was going to have to wait till closer to Memorial Day to start planting, but with this heat, yippee, I say, woohoo!
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I've got a really good question, I think, for you.
Sure.
As people always come first in my life, my garden, I'm a little late. I have an elderberry bush that I used to get beautiful elderberries from. It is now 8 feet tall. Now, I'm outside now looking at it because I'm finally getting to it. I just broke off all the dead branches, and it's old. I mean, it's been here probably 6 years. So it's 8 feet tall. In the last couple of years, it hasn't produced much. So, and I just never got to it. So my question for you is, I want to do the best thing for the bush to prune it back, but I have an elderly relative who I'm visiting this week who would like a shoot because he lost his elderberry bush. Anyway, so I know I should have cut off a branch before it went, you know, while it was still hibernating, but I didn't get to it in the cold months. So can I still cut off, it's leafed out now, some of the top branches, because, of course, they're very tall, and get a shoot and put it in water or have them planted? Can you instruct me on what I can and can't do at this point?
Yeah, so you still can. This is actually a good time to do it. So you have time, so you're not late. So what I'd like to see you do is the shoots that you're trying to cut for him, you know, look to have at least 3 or 4 leaf junctions on the shoot. Okay? They should be, yeah, you know, pretty close to each other, not really, really spaced out, but, you know, 3, maybe 4 shoots, like I said. And you can cut it back right above the leaf junction, right? So the next leaf junction on the plant, so you would cut it right above it, because you don't want to leave a space in between.
You're talking about the nodes, right, that are opposite
yes.
each other?
Yep.
Okay, I want to cut above.
Right above the last leaf junction, leaving a space, like a gap between the next leaf junction of where you've cut, right? So that allows us to, because if you cut too close to the node above it, you're going to have to get rid of that leaf node in order to put it into soil or into water. So we want a little bit of a gap, right?
Right.
So from there, I would take multiple. I wouldn't just grab one. I'd grab 3 to 5 of these to help get them growing. Because it doesn't. You're not always successful with these, especially if you could miss a watering, you could miss this, you could miss that. Life happens. So that's why I say grab a few. And then from there, when it gets planted into the soil, use a root stimulator, like a rooting hormone, to place on there to help the roots develop. You know, and that's it's a rooting powder that you can purchase.
Root tone for hardwoods, right?
Yep, you could use that, right? So that would be no problem to do. The thing is, you just want to do a couple, because we're looking to have multiple elderberries, because they need to pollinate each other.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh,
so,
but I only have one variety. I don't have 2 varieties. Do I need 2 varieties?
Well, depending upon what you have, would change it. But I think you're going to be okay with this. And it's because you're creating new plants, and they're going to pollinate each other. Okay? So you definitely are going to be okay. That's why I want you to do a few plants versus just one.
Exactly.
Okay. So doing that is going to help you. The other thing I would look for your plants is if you don't have another pollinator or another elderberry within it, maybe cutting a few for yourself to create more plants to pollinate that elderberry to start getting more flowers and the actual berries long term.
Is it okay to put them in water first until
yes.
I see roots?
Yep, that is fine.
Okay, and as far as the plant that is remaining in the ground, that's very, how far should I cut that? Well, I
by a third. By a third is the best way. I gotta go. We'll be back in a few.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.